Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it may feel like we're in a downtime for the GOP race, but while you weren't looking, something very interesting started going down in the Wolverine State. Let's talk about the upcoming Michigan primary in the context of the rise of Rick Santorum and whether there's a new strain of intra-Republican class warfare emerging. Mara Liasson, as you know, is national political correspondent for NPR. Hi, Mara. Thanks so much for doing this on WNYC. And I can't hear Mara. Is she there? Mara, try it again. Are you there? All right. I am not hearing Mara, but maybe by the time I ask her this first question. You know what we can do? We're going to play a clip of Romney from a speech in Michigan yesterday talking about the auto industry. The Bob King he refers to in this clip is the president of the union.
You know, I saw that Bob King said that I don't care about the auto industry. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. King. I care very deeply about the auto industry. I want to make sure we have good jobs, not just for a few weeks, but for many, many years. I want our industry to come back in a big way.
And the context of that, for those of you who haven't been following it, is the tension between the two Mitt Romneys, in a way, one with close ties to the state. His father was a beloved governor, an auto executive. Mitt won the 2008 primary there. And the other Mitt Romney, the one in which he famously opposed the auto bailout in 2009. So, Mara Liasson, I think we have you now. Hi there.
Hello?
Hi. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Mara?
I can hear him way in the background.
Way in the background. Okay. Well, you're on the air, and I'll just speak up, and we'll make it work.
You'd have to really speak up.
All right. Which Mitt Romney are Michigan voters more familiar with now? The old Mitt Romney, who's the son of Michigan, or the one who opposed the auto bailout?
Say again?
And listeners, while we try to fix
our... You came in loud and clear about a minute ago.
Really?
You just came up in the clear for like 2 seconds.
All right. Is it back? Am I back? And listeners, we apologize for the technical difficulties. Anybody from Michigan listening right now and want to get in on this conversation, or anyone else, we'll have this straightened out in just a second. But listeners, we're talking politics, Michigan primary, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Mara, can you hear me well now? I guess not quite. So here's another clip of Mitt Romney in the meantime. He is going after unions, very popular Republican stance these days.
If he's president, he's going to be doing favors for the union bosses that got him elected. If I'm president, I'm going to make sure and do favors for the American worker and the American public. I've taken on union bosses before. I'm happy to take them on again.
And he's taking on union bosses. He's trying to finesse his stance against the auto bailout and yet make himself seem for the working man, the working woman in Michigan, even as Rick Santorum, with a more working class background, tries to own that same political turf. Let's try one more time. Mara Liasson, can you hear me now?
Yes, I certainly can.
Yay, we did it. So how much did Mitt Romney hurt himself in his home state with his position on the auto bailout in 2009?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, he's right now, of course, Santorum also opposed the bailout, but right now, you know what the polls show. He's behind Santorum in most polls in Michigan. I think the closest one, the Detroit News, which was released today, shows him just 4 points behind Santorum. The rest have a wider margin. But the auto bailout is seen as a success. The governor's for it. The governor endorsed Romney today and said, despite his differences with him on the bailout, he still thinks Romney is the best guy for the job. But the auto bailout, at least so far, has worked. GM announced record profits today under a profit-sharing plan. A lot of workers are going to be getting checks for $7,000. There is a certain number of union members who vote in the Republican primary. We don't know exactly how big it is. But I think that union bashing in Michigan is just a little more complicated than union bashing in a right-to-work state or a, you know, a southwestern or a southern state.
And yet he's doing it. I'm going to replay a clip we had on a few minutes ago and you couldn't hear it. And again, listeners, when he refers to Bob King in this clip, he is the president of the Auto Workers Union.
You know, I saw that Bob King said that I don't care about the auto industry. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. King. I care very deeply about the auto industry. I want to make sure we have good jobs, not just for a few weeks, but for many, many years. I want industry to come back in a big way.
So no mention there directly, Mara, about the bailout. But is Romney doubling down on his stance that the bailout was a mistake?
Well, he wrote an op-ed piece recently where he explained he thought it would have been better to have a managed bankruptcy, and that's in the end what the Obama administration ended up doing. But I think that the auto bailout itself isn't really going to be a major issue in the Republican primary in Michigan. I think one of the reasons he's attacking union bosses is because it's a way to shore up his conservative credentials, which are always suspect with the grassroots base of the party. I don't think that you're going to see a big difference between Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney on the narrow issue of the auto bailout. I think there is a question about which one of them can reach the white working class base of the Republican Party. The Republican Party's is becoming more and more a white working class party, less affluent than it used to be. And also, Michigan has a lot of social conservatives. Michigan's Republicans are not unlike Iowa Republicans, where Rick Santorum did very well. And he has the background that appeals to them.
So let's resurrect a clip of Santorum from one of the New Hampshire debates, where he's making an argument directed straight at blue-collar workers.
Middle class. There are no classes in America. We are a country that don't allow for titles. We don't put people in classes. Maybe middle-income people. But the idea somehow or another we're going to buy into the class warfare arguments of Barack Obama is something that should not be part of the Republican lexicon.
Mara, do you know if he's going around saying that kind of thing in Michigan? And does that actually appeal to a working-class audience? Or does that sound like a 1% argument?
Well, Rick Santorum has a very he said a lot more things than that. In New Hampshire, he talked about income inequality. I was at an event of his in Hollis, New Hampshire, where he talked about the most important thing for Republicans is not just inequality, it's also social mobility, and that social mobility, being able to move up from one income quintile to the other, is stagnating in America. And in some places, it's better in Western Europe, and that's a bad thing. He's the only Republican I have ever heard talking about that. He has a special tax break for manufacturing. He talks a lot about manufacturing. He has a kind of blue-collar Republican social issue conservative mix in his message. And he's going to give a speech today, an economic speech in Michigan. And we'll see if he can kind of pull all those threads together. He considers himself a full-spectrum conservative. That's what he calls himself. He's got he's a hawk on foreign policy. He's got an economic policy and the social issues.
Does all this add up to class warfare within the Republican Party, or wouldn't you use that term?
No, only because Rick Santorum, unlike Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry, refrained from joining in the attacks on Bain Capital. Now, that was kind of interesting. At a time when Romney's record as a venture capitalist and a private equity investor was coming under fire, and of course, you know, Newt Gingrich led the charge, Rick Santorum very purposely said, I don't want to get involved in that. I don't want to attack capitalism. So he's coming at it in a different way. I think for it to be class warfare inside the Republican Party, you'd have to have Rick Santorum drawing some distinctions. Now, some of the distinctions are just obvious in terms of the difference in his background than Mitt Romney's. He also released 4 years of tax returns yesterday, which show that he actually works for his income as opposed to invests and therefore pays a higher rate than Mitt Romney does. He's not making a big deal out of that yet on the campaign trail. Maybe he will. But then that leads you to tax reform and what you want to do about it. And neither candidate has said a whole lot about tax reform. And Mitt Romney is supposed to say more about it next week when he speaks to the Detroit Economic Club.
So Santorum's up in the polls both in Michigan and nationally. And as happened in Iowa when Newt Gingrich was up, the Romney money faucet is being turned on. And we're starting to hear ads like this.
Santorum even voted to raise his own pay and joined Hillary Clinton to let convicted felons vote. Rick Santorum, big spender, Washington insider.
So that clip from the Restore Our Future pro-Romney super PAC, Santorum is Washington insider and king of pork. Is that the main thrust of the attack ads in Michigan?
Well, it is so far. And it's interesting because unlike Newt Gingrich, who was a target-rich environment, Rick Santorum doesn't have as many good lines of attack available, you know, for the Romney campaign to exploit. And I think they have chosen this Washington insider thing. You know, Romney often talks about never having served a day of time in Washington as if it was prison, or sometimes he says people who have stayed in Washington a long time get a disease. If that's all they've got against Santorum, it might work. They have so much more money than he does. I think they're spending $2 million in Michigan. Santorum has about $700,000. So it's not exactly 5-1 like it was Gingrich versus Romney in, or 1-5, Gingrich versus Romney in Florida. They have a lot more money for people who don't know Santorum. He still is a blank slate. The Romney campaign is working very hard to fill in that slate and define him. It might work. But they don't have a lot of character, leadership, flaws to exploit. But this is what they're going to hammer on, and money does matter. Where Romney has spent a lot of money, he's generally won. And when he hasn't poured in resources like Colorado, Minnesota, or Missouri, he lost.
So how much do you think Michigan matters? I said in our politics podcast this week, our free It's Free Country, the podcast politics feature that we feed out, that I thought maybe Romney was trying to disprove the old adage that all politics is local and throw his home state under the bus, in a way, Michigan, by doubling down on the auto bailout and on opposition to the auto bailout and risk losing Michigan in pursuit of, you know, the national Republican base, which really, really likes that position. On the other hand,
You're overthinking this.
Well, maybe. On the other hand, maybe also overthinking it, some people I know say Romney needs Michigan so much because it's his home state that if he loses Michigan, he's finished.
Well, I'm with the simple thinkers on that second point.
Meaning?
yes, he needs Michigan. Losing Michigan, which would be a huge, humiliating blow. He doesn't need Michigan for the delegates. I think he needs Michigan because it's his native state. It's a battleground state. How can he say he's electable if he can't win his own native state where his father was a popular governor, where he won last time, and it's going to be a battleground in the fall? How can he say he's electable if he can't even win Michigan? I think it would be he needs Michigan. That's why he's spending. If you're saying he's doubling down on the auto bailout and throwing Michigan under the bus, why is he spending $2 million on the air there?
Well,
so I don't buy your first theory, although yes. I think it's very elegant. But I go with the second simpler explanation, which is he needs Michigan. He can't lose Michigan. Winning Michigan would be a huge, huge boost to Rick Santorum.
And what about for the fall? Michigan, in theory, is a swing state, but it hasn't voted for a Republican for president in a long time.
Well, it'll be a battleground state. Look what happened to it in 2010. It elected a Republican governor. I think it's going to be a battleground state in the fall.
NPR's Mara Liasson, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. And coming up next, we continue our series on the five films nominated for the Best Documentary Oscar. Today, If a Tree Falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Front. It's about a young New Yorker who commits arson in the name of the environment. We'll talk to the director and hear some excerpts. Stay tuned.